from the Ty Cats Audio Network. This is Ty Cats Today with Louie B.
Hey, Ty Cats fans. Obviously, it's been a very exciting couple of days because we have our quarterback signed. That is Dane Evans re-signing with the Ty Cats through the 2023 season. And there he is right there on your screen. Dane Evans, Dane, congrats on this on re-signing with the team. Any temptation to test free agency at all?
First, thanks, Louie. Thanks for having me. You know, not really. I mean, at the end of the season, when I kind of said, you know, I wanted to see what all my options were, I truly meant that. But at the same time, I knew, like, I really didn't want to leave Hamilton, you know. But I'm kind of at the point in my career where, you know, they were going to kind of have to meet me, you know, at some things contract wise. And they did. And I think we definitely did a great job on the contract. We didn't, you know, break the bank or anything. So, I mean, we're still building a team, right? You know, I've always said all along, I'm just a position on the field. So I think we can definitely sign some more guys and get some guys in here and finally go get that cup, man. Finally finish the last one off.
How much did your relationship, your working relationship, personal relationship with both Coach Tommy and Coach O and the other offensive staff, but other offensive, how much did that relationships play into coming back?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, this is the only spot I've ever been in the CFL. It's really the only spot I ever want to be. And just like with any job, relationships are the biggest thing, right? Because I mean, other than our family, that's the people you're going to spend the most time with, you know, especially during the season. So, I have a great relationship with Coach O and Coach Tommy. I'm super stoked to just, you know, keep it rolling, kind of what we've had going. It'll be my third year in the offense. And for me personally, just me, like my whole career, I've never played an offense for 3 years, whether that's college or high school, like I just always had different coaches and that's just kind of how it goes. But I'm super stoked for it, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to get it kicked off and I'm excited to see who we get to come back and who we sign. So
when you think about that Dane Evans that came in, you know, October 2017, that Dane Evans that was here at camp in 2018 with, you know, the circus around Johnny Manziel and you know, one of four quarterbacks in camp that year. When you think about that guy, how have you changed from that person, that player, to the guy you are now?
I don't know if I have, honestly. I think I'm still the same guy. I just want the guys in the locker room to respect me and want to go to war with me, man, because when you step out on the field, that's all that matters, right? So as a quarterback, especially in today's day and age, sometimes it can be difficult to kind of get the guys to believe in you and stuff. And the only way I know how to do that is just put my head down and go to work and hope other guys want to come to work with me. And I mean, that in 2017, 2018, I was just hoping I made the team. So it'll probably be the same way going into camp. I'll have the same attitude. I'm definitely going to work the same way in the off season. In fact, as soon as we get done here, I'm going to go work out and start throwing and stuff. But I don't know really if much has changed, to tell you the truth.
Outside, I'm sure Nikki and Murph were the first to know, but mom and dad must be excited. I know how proud they are of you and how much they love, you know, Hamilton. But what was their reaction to the news of you sticking around here?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Nikki and Murph were the first ones to find out. And then when I called my parents and we called Nikki's family too, it was nothing but pure excitement. Obviously, everybody knew that, you know, I potentially could go somewhere else or whatever. But deep down, everybody, you know, we all love Hamilton, man. We didn't want to go anywhere else. I didn't want to go anywhere else. We got a home up here now. So, like, this is our home, man. So it's just so amazing, so perfect how it worked out. And everyone's excited. I mean, everyone's trying to figure out how they can come up here, what dates will work out. I mean, it's already starting, so.
You do know you set off an entire firestorm this week with your Instagram story. You knew, did you know what you were doing there, or did you just think, "Hey, I'm back in Hamilton"? Like, did you come on? It seemed a little much at that point.
Yeah, I'll honestly, to tell you the truth, I was just super excited that we were back in town because we just went on a long road trip, and I was honestly driving to go get some of my favorite pizza in town at Bread Bar on Lock Street. And it was snowing and I was like, wow, this is perfect. You know, this is really pretty. And so I took a picture of it and then I didn't even think about it. I just put the home emoji because we finally got home and I get home with my pizza and me and Nikki are sitting there crushing it. And my phone is just blowing up. And I was like, and she's like, what is going on? And I was like, I don't know. And then we looked at it and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe I did that. And then she was giving me a hard time, but it was so funny. And I was like, well, do I take it down? And she was like, well, you didn't do anything wrong. And I was like, all right, well, I'll leave it. So then when I signed yesterday, I just reposted it with a, I told you so. But I, at the moment, I really didn't mean to do that. I was just excited about getting some pizza.
It's well said. You mentioned Bread Bar. You mentioned Lock Street. Obviously, you've been in this city. What is it about, away from the football, what is it about this city that you've kind of embraced, that you've fallen in love with, that you've wanted to not only, you know, you and Nikki are young couple, young dog, but you've made this place to call home.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, outside of football, I just love this town, man. I love how you can go around town and there's little pockets of different neighborhoods. You can drive to the East End or go all the way down. You know what I mean? Like, you can go anywhere. McMaster is, the area of McMaster is completely different than where we live over here on the East Side. And it's just, you go up the mountain, you go down the mountain, the whole, everything changes. But the one thing that's the same is, like, people here, they love the Ticats. They love the town of Hamilton, regardless of the Ticats or not. They support the city. They, you walk around anytime you see black and gold on. And you can't go anywhere and just find that, you know, like this place truly is special. We're the only show in town when it comes game days. So, you know, it's going to be packed and I just love it. I love the small town feel of that. That's all I've ever known.
What is your message to Ticats fans here? Giving you a chance to say whatever you want to them right here.
Oh man, I'm just super stoked to be back. I cannot wait to get training camp started and get this season rolling. You know, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to be healthy when we come back. That's no doubt. And let's rock and roll, man. We just got to finish the last game off and let's get to it.
Just real quick on that point, you mentioned you're going to start working out, you're going to start throwing. So that neck injury, obviously you were hurting going into the Grey Cup, but you're well enough to play. How is it right now?
Yeah, it honestly, if it wasn't the Grey Cup, I probably wouldn't have played. You know what I mean? And it wasn't like no one was pushing me besides myself, but I mean, it's the Grey Cup, right? You got to freaking do it. So I tried and I just couldn't, man. But right now it's good. I would say it's probably like at 90%. It's super close to being like 100% again. No, there was no structural damage or anything. It's just all muscular. So it's just something that's going to take time. And thankfully right now in the off season, we got time, but it does feel good enough that I can start working out and throwing and starting to do those things. So it's all super positive.
It's very good to hear. It's all super positive. Well said. Let's leave it there, Dane. Can't wait to keep getting to catch up with you throughout the season. Enjoy your off season. I will be bugging you, I'm sure, a couple more times before you're back for camp. So thanks for doing this, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, no problem, Louie. I always got time for you, my man.